Chapter 2. The Germans Ready for Kursk. Hitler's anticipation of another offensive victory did not represent as far-fetched an expectation as it might appear. Though the Red Army's fighting and leadership qualities improved rapidly in late 1942 and into 1943, the Wehrmacht still repeatedly demonstrated its superiority and capacity to smash even extremely powerful Russian formations through the use of maneuver and flexible, aggressive tactics. Exactly 1 year prior, on July 5, 1942, Zhukov launched an attack by 700 tanks near Orel, only to see his assault obliterated by the Germans in a huge tank battle that cost his forces 500 armored fighting vehicles. The indomitable Walter Model, who once made even Hitler quail with a frosty glare, crushed Operation Mars, a Soviet attack against a Rzhev salient, in November 1942, encircling the Russian offensive forces and reducing no less than 1,800 of their 2,300 tanks to burning hulks. In light of such triumphs, victory over an opponent who outnumbered the Germans just 1.3 to 1 in some areas and a maximum of 2 to 1 in certain types of aircraft in the Kursk salient appeared plausible to the Führer and some of his generals. A number of experienced Wehrmacht commanders demurred, however. A seesaw debate continued through the first half of 1943 between Hitler and the generals who favored an offensive on one side and those who opposed an attack on the other. Hitler's will obviously would prevail, but such excellent commanders as Heinz Guderian, Erich von Manstein, and Hans von Kluge continued to argue against the attack. Guderian, a famous panzer leader, suggested concentrating all available units into a single force and attacking just one side of the salient with maximum concentration of force. The northern side, supported by the railroad at Orel, provided an obvious choice for his move. Erich von Manstein, an extremely capable general with a string of victories to his credit, preferred luring the Soviets out of their prepared positions in the Kursk salient. And, once their offensive drove deep into German lines and overextended itself, pinching it off and wiping it out in detail. On April 15th, the Führer proclaimed, "This attack is of decisive..."